This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody, one and all, once again. Yes, it's me, Ben Simmons, back live on the airwaves from our Brentwood studio here on Phoenix FM. It's the show that goes like this. Great to have your company once again. People who've been listening to the show over recent weeks will know I was away in pantomime broadcasting remotely from the northeast of England, and thanks to the wonders of the internet, being able to still reach you on these very airwaves. And thanks to everybody that's tuned in over the last couple of months. While I've not physically been in the studio, I've just had an emotional reunion with Stuart Pink. He's left the building quite literally overcome with emotion, I would say, as I am myself. But we've both calmed down now. And thanks to Stuart for another wonderful drive time show. Utterly fabulous as ever. And what's coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, have we got some new stuff for 2023? I guess we pretty much have. And some things that you've grown to know and mildly appreciate over the last few months as well. I will be sharing with you ridiculous holidays, and I've decided to abandon the kind of regular style things and only look at ridiculous ones, truly ridiculous ones. So that's something to look forward to. We will have celebrity birthdays as well. I'll tell you about how I turned that into a game in pantomime. And we'll have a couple of visits to the weird world of news, and then something brand new that's replacing quizzes, that's replacing World Cups at the moment on the show that goes like this. That's exciting, and great music guaranteed as well. And as ever, you can be interactive. You can get in touch with me, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you have my personal page, it's Ben Simmons on Facebook too. And lots of extra information on there. So don't go anywhere. And now I need to get us going musically this evening. And all the music links to the themes of the day, which are the ridiculous holidays. And there's a couple of brilliant ones. I'm not going to kind of wear them all out early on, but I need to tell you about the music. So first of all, did you know on the 10th of January, all across the UK, it's Houseplant Appreciation Day? I knew you'd be excited. Before I tell you any more, here's Seal, Kiss from a Rose. You can put them in the house.
My eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. That I can't deny. Won't Won't you tell me, is that healthy, babe? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? The gloom on the grave.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons back live in the studio here in Brentwood with the show that goes like this on this fabulous Tuesday, the 10th of January. Hope it's treating you well. Remember, spread the word about this programme. It's great to have loads of listeners and be as interactive as possible. And you know, you will learn something by tuning into this programme, even if you think at the end that's taught me a lesson. Yes, I'm back from Panto. Had a wonderful time with Aladdin at the Playhouse Theatre in Whitley Bay, up in the northeast of England. What a beautiful part of the world. It seems a shame to only be visiting it when it's cold and snowy quite a bit of the time up there as well, certainly in the early run of the show. But yeah, amazing, lovely coastal town. And we stayed 2 or 3 miles up the road in an area known as Seaton Sluice. If you've seen it, then you know. Fabulous. But yeah, I'll tell you more stories from pantomime over the course of the next hour and 48 minutes and 46 seconds, something like that, to be unnecessarily specific. But also, don't forget regular features like Ridiculous Holidays, Weird World of News visits. We've got celebrity birthdays coming up at some point today, and a brand new feature that involves ranking items, which I will share with you later on in the show. So loads to look forward to, loads of reasons to stay here, and all that stuff interspersed with fantastic music as well. Now, yes, you can join us, phoenixfm.com. You can be in the area on an FM dial, on a regular or DAB radio, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, and then you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM as well. If you're on the website, there will be a listen live button on the homepage, and then you can just tune in as simply as that. If you want to actually see me in the studio, the select few that do bother with this, it's very exciting. We're on Mixcloud, so you go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix98FM, and you will see the video feed into the studio. And if you want to comment in the chat box on the side, you must have a Mixcloud account, but it's free to get one. Okay, that's all that out the way, and yes, it is Houseplant Appreciation Day. There's no need for another jingle. We've had it anyway. But what else is it today on the 10th of January? Well, rather bizarrely, it's Peculiar People Day. I learnt something interesting while doing exhaustive research for this programme, which I will tell you about peculiar people a bit later on the show. And then I have said, from this point forward, I will embrace only the ridiculous. I think Houseplant Appreciation Day is fairly ridiculous. Peculiar People Day, well, you have to have some kind of ridiculous aspect to you if you're peculiar, I guess. But these things that are genuinely recognised, are they necessary? That's all I'm asking myself. Are they necessary to exist? National Pizza Week occurs in the second week of January every year. Did you know this? I didn't know this. How is this a thing? People have pizza all the time. There's never a time of year where you go, oh, it's pizza time. Well, apparently it should be the second week of January. Yes, National Pizza Week. Don't be so ridiculous. Just when you thought the ridiculousness couldn't get more ridiculous. In January, we are all supposed to be aware that it is National Bath Safety Month. National Bath Safety Month. I'm just going to say it again, because let's be honest, how pointless is that? I understand for parents with very young children, bathing them, you need to be aware of keeping them safe, making sure it isn't too hot so they could burn themselves, not leaving them unattended so they could risk going under the water for an extended period of time or anything like that. But National Bath Safety Month. Every January. Okay. And if you thought that was annoying, wait for this. The pièce de résistance this evening of ridiculous holiday. If ever something didn't need to exist, it's this. In January, we celebrate... Oh, dear, I can't even say it. National Mail Order Gardening Month. National Mail Order Gardening Month. What? Why? How has that happened? What organisation went, yeah, we're going to promote that in January every year? I'm going to get gardening equipment delivered via the mail and we're going to celebrate it for an entire month. I'm so annoyed it exists. Here's Lynn Anderson.
Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. Sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes,
just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
Phoenix FM.
Lynn Anderson with Rose Garden. Clearly a lot of my houseplant related music revolved heavily around roses. Maybe a lot of my suggestions came around Valentine's Day. Yes, roses, a plant and a flower associated with love. But here's something not associated with love. My mind has just been blown by our drive time host, the wonderful Stuart Pink, who on his journey home has messaged me because he's listening to my show. Thank you very much, Stuart, for that. this is amazing. Now, I'm going to read out his message to you because I think it's fabulous, and I hope other Phoenix FM alumni, presenters, peers, chairman, whoever it is, are listening to this. Stuart Pink just sent me a message on Facebook which says, fun fact for Houseplant Appreciation Day. We have two houseplants, in quotes, in the studio at Phoenix FM, one in a purple pot and one in a white pot. Every few months, I swap the plants around so they're in different pots. I've been doing it for 3 years and I don't think anyone has ever noticed. Well, my mind is blown. I'm utterly shocked at that. 3 years, yes. The house plants, in quotes, that Stuart is referring to, we have two cacti here in Studio One, in our Brentwood Centre home here at Phoenix FM HQ. I'm looking at them right now on the windowsill in the studio. Yes, there's one in a white pot and there's another one in a purple pot. And it's fair to say, you kind of imagine a cactus when you think of it as the sort of in Western movies and stuff, the sort of almost like fork-shaped cactus. The cacti we have in the studio, currently the one in the white pot, it's kind of a bit like the consistency of a cucumber with spikes on it. It's just that size. And then the smaller, I say smaller one, it's kind of, I'm imagining it now as loads of those mini sort of sweet corn things you get in salads sometimes. Loads of them stuck together. It looks like they're sort of thronging together. I can't identify cacti very well, but yes, I've never noticed them being in different coloured pots. Truly, truly shocked. Thank you, Stuart, for that shocking revelation. See, revelations here on the airwaves on the show that goes like this, courtesy of other Phoenix FM presenters. Tune in to Drive Time every weekday, 3 till 6, with Stuart Pink. Fabulous. Now then, we need another song that still links to the wonderful world of Houseplant Appreciation Day. Well, how can I link it to Stuart Pink's revelation as well? I guess I don't care for cacti. It's good that they don't seem to need watering ever. They're basically desert plants that you can have indoors, aren't they? So you can let them live, you can let them die. I think I got away with it. Here's Guns N' Roses.
You were young and your heart was an open book. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die. Live and let die. We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it really is. This is Ben Simmons back live on the airwaves here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. And I've had a message from regular listener to the show, often contributor, the fabulous Eddie Bushell in Norfolk. I assume he's in Norfolk. Very often he's around the world in various places. I'm assuming he's home right now, but who knows? But anyway, after me being concerned about some of these ridiculous holidays and why they exist, I had a message from Eddie that says, I figured it out. Somewhere out there, someone has heard that you celebrate all these weird holidays and is just making... Can't read that. Making stuff up to see if you'll mention it on your show. It's a theory. It's a theory, Eddie. I've asked him if it's him. He's just sent me a laughing emoji. I'm guessing it's not. But yeah, bizarre. National Mail Order Gardening Month occurs in January. Very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. I'm already excited about my new ranking thing that I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the show because people have got involved on social media already. If you want to get involved and you go to my Ben Simmons Facebook page, it's also been shared to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, you will see the top post asks you to comment on something. I'm deliberately not talking about it on the airwaves to whet, with an H, people's appetites. Okay, so keep it here. Don't go anywhere. Have 25 minutes whistled by already. Not literally whistling. That would be constantly playing Roger Whittaker or something like that. Anyway, we need more tracks. We're still linking them to Houseplant Appreciation Day very, very loosely. A lot of them seem to be Rose-based. But do any of them seem to be Rose-Royce? Yes, this one.
Come on, y'all, and sing it with me. Come on.
Phoenix FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, anyway, moving swiftly on. You've seen the basketball NBA, right? Anyway, yes, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons, not that one. And he dated Maya Jammer and is worth $75 million. Good luck to him, but he's not presenting on the radio here in Brentwood and around the world on phoenixfm.com. And representatives of his tried to buy the domain name bensimmons.com from me. They weren't successful. Maybe they should have been. I could have got away with .info or .org or something. Anyway, I'm going to tell you, I promise to whet appetites, I'm going to tell you, after the next track we'll do celebrity birthdays, but the thing you can get involved with and get interactive with during the show tonight, I said about ranking things, I've decided to start a feature on this show that links to one of my loves, which is movies. I've always loved films, watching films. Certain types of films I obviously find more exciting than others, and I started getting a magazine called Total Film, which came out back in the 90s, and excitingly, I have every issue of that magazine. A few years back, it did involve going on eBay and getting some of the very early issues that I was missing, but I do have right from issue 1 up to issue 332, which has just come out. On issue 300, I sent in a photograph of myself with every magazine around me on the floor. And they printed it. They were obviously taken aback that someone had all 300 copies, but there you go. That's exciting. But yes, basically my entire life I've loved movies. So I've got a project now that will be heavily reliant upon my lovely Legan listeners. And this project is known as Rank All Movies. Yes, we've all seen lists of phenomenal films, and we've probably disagreed with them in some way or another. I've decided to create my own Rank All Movies. And therefore, week upon week, I'm going to give my lovely Legend listeners 3 movies to score out of 100. And basically, it's just on how you've enjoyed those films. Everybody's different. Everybody likes and dislikes certain kinds of films, and I'm going to ask people on social media to send in their scores via a comment on Facebook out of 100, so from 0 to 100, and you can score the films that I ask you to score, and however many votes come in, I will create a live table via Wonders of the Internet and put it on my blog page here on Phoenix FM, and the more votes that come in, the more the table could change, you know. So I will tell you more in a little while. We're going to have celebrity birthdays after the next track, but I'm excited. Rank All Movies. If you go on my Facebook page right now, Ben Simmons on Facebook or Ben Simmons Radio, you can comment on there with your scores for the films it tells you about. I'll tell you more later. I'm excited. You should be excited. It's quite exciting. Wonderful. Clearly, I have failed to find too many houseplant linked tracks even, and we're revolving around flowers or something like that, but still it allows us to hear some great music. Here is Wonderwall. How is Oasis linked to it? It's not. It's Mike Flowers Pop's version.
The street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Mike Flowers Pops and Wonderwall, and as promised right now, it's time for 10th of January, Celebrity Birthdays. Who's celebrating today then? Well, crooner Rod Stewart is 78 today. Ex-boxer, now grill maker George Foreman is 74 today. Chelsea and England footballer Mason Mount is 24 today. Singer Pat Benatar, hit her with your best shot, she's 70 today. Abby Clancy, Mrs. Peter Crouch, winner of Strictly, she's 37 today. Claire King, legendary Emmerdale actress, is 70 today. And Ryder Cup golfer Ian Poulter is 47 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as ever, if it's your birthday today as well, a very happy birthday to you from everybody here at the show that goes like this and on Phoenix FM. Fabulous. The movie ranking is getting going. I'm excited. I'm pleased. I'm a little bit disappointed with the results at the moment, but that's not for me to decide. Right, more info coming soon. More garden / flower / non-rose related music. Here's Travis with Flowers in the Window.
Watch the clouds grow. so far away from there, and there is time, time, time to plant new seeds and watch them grow. So there'll be flowers in the window when we go out. Look at us now, flowers in the window, such a lovely day. And I'm glad you feel the same, 'cause you stand up.
Phoenix FM.
That was Travis, Flowers in the Window, with a slightly psychedelic ending, which is a little bizarre, but there we go. Speaking of psychedelic endings, let's have another track pretty quickly straight away, just because it's very appropriate. Here's the Flower Pot Men, still linked, see?
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Flower Pot Men with Let's Go to San Francisco. We sang that in a Flower Power medley in summer season in Margate. Almost shockingly, 10 years ago nearly now, about 9 years ago we did that. And I quite enjoyed singing it. Yes. Anyway, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. You're here with me on Phoenix FM. Thank you so much for doing so. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Also available on Smart Speaker and Mixcloud if you want the video feed and seeing what's actually going on here at this desk in our Studio One here in Brentwood. Hey, having a wonderful 10th of January so far and appreciating that it is Houseplant Appreciation Day, Peculiar People Day. Also, at this time in January, National Pizza Week, National Bath Safety Month, and National Mail Order Gardening Month, which genuinely annoys me. Now, time to pay our first visit to the weird world of news of 2023. And this could be as shocking a revelation as some of the other shocking revelations we've had, realising that Stuart Pink moves the cacti in our studio around and changes their pots. Has been doing so for 3 years. Is this more shocking than that? Well, it's up to you to decide. Many people are only just realising that Humpty Dumpty is not an egg. Humpty Dumpty is most definitely not an egg. There is nothing in the nursery rhyme that says he's an egg. Why does he appear as an egg? Who knows? Is it something? It was portrayed as an egg by Sir John Tenniel in Through the Looking Glass, and in many other well-known images you can see Humpty Dumpty portrayed as an egg, and I guess the content of the rhyme would lend itself to being difficult to put an egg back together if it broke, but at no point is he ever revealed to be an egg. Many people are shocked at this, but just in case you need it confirming, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. He could have just had a nasty, you know, contusion, fall, bone-breaking injury that they couldn't put together again. Who knows? But some people have a theory that Humpty Dumpty tells the story of King Richard III and his defeat at the Battle of Bosworth Field in 1485. That's a bit more dark, I guess. But yeah, it's believed, other people say it's believed to be roundhead propaganda about a royalist canon. The first appearance as an egg was in Through the Looking Glass that we've talked about already. Yes, Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland sequel. That's when he was drawn as an egg for the first time, and it's just kind of stuck. One of those weird things where people just accept he's an egg. Just to confirm once again, in case you needed it confirming once again, Humpty Dumpty is not an egg. Next, they'll be telling us the wall he was sat on wasn't a wall and was some kind of big branch or tree trunk or something, or maybe a big log. That brilliantly links to my next track, which still is holding on desperately to the fact that the 10th of January is Houseplant Appreciation Day. Here's Robert Plant with Big Log.
Phoenix FM.
Robert Plant and Big Log. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, of course, went on to be part of Led Zeppelin. And Jimmy Page was a session musician on a song that my dad and uncle released in the 1960s. That is genuinely true. Also, since I've been working with my dad, we did pantomime at the Lowther Pavilion in Lytham St Annes for 4 years. One of those years, we would do the pantomime, and then a couple of times we had to kind of vacate our dressing rooms, if you like, while they had visiting artists in for a concert-style show after the pantomime in the same theatre. Basically, they left all the scenery in place, just brought some curtains in, and then would have a couple of bands and singers or comedians on 4 or 5 times throughout the season. One person that was performing after our pantomime one evening was Robert Plant. And so we vacated the dressing room and left a bottle of wine for him. I've no idea if a kind of PA came in and took the wine or if Robert Plant drank it himself, but we left him a card. He never replied. The wine was gone. May have been nothing to do with him himself. May have been to do with his entourage. Or maybe he just loved the wine and didn't feel it was worth replying. But anyway, I've shared a dressing room with Robert Plant, but not at the same time. There you go. So you learn stuff here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Very glad to have you company this evening. Do spread the word about the show, about the station, phoenixfm.com, and it's the show that goes like this right now with me, Ben Simmons, 6 till 8 on a Tuesday. Two more tracks that somehow link to the worlds, or world of houseplants, or the worlds of houseplant. That would be a weird sort of garden centre, I guess. Worlds of houseplant. Anyway, here's Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. They're upset with each other because they've stopped bringing not earth, not compost, not leaves. I'll just get on with it, shall I?
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave.
It's good for you, babe. You're feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore. To
be so natural, talk about forever, but used to be's don't count anymore, they just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh, and I learned how to cry. So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
How to tell you goodbye? You don't bring me flowers
anymore. But you don't say you need me,
and you don't sing me love songs. You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
One more track left that loosely links to the wonderful world of houseplants and appreciating houseplants, after which I will tell you the full details of the movies you can vote on my new feature, Rank All Movies, that's going to be dominating the show that goes like this. Over the next few weeks, I'm excited about it, and I'm sure you will want to get involved as well. If you want to get involved before I tell you about it, Ben Simmons' Facebook page, Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, has the post on there asking you to rank three particular movies tonight. Any votes that come in, we will get an average score for, and then we can rank those movies and start to create a definitive list of the greatest movies of all time. I'm excited. You should be excited as well. Final track that links to houseplant appreciation then. Well, we've had tracks about roses. We've had tracks with flowers in. We tried to link to the wonderful world of cacti as well. What haven't we dealt with so far? Well, all houseplants need earth in, don't they? What if the earth moves?
I feel like
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Martika feeling the earth move under her feet as she was repotting many houseplants on the 10th of January, because it's the correct day to do so, as it's Houseplant Appreciation Day. Fabulous. Now, let me tell you then the full details of Rank All Movies, the new feature on the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. In a few weeks and months, we will have a definitive list of the greatest movies of all time. I'm picking movies at random to make it onto the list, and then simply asking people to give those movies a score out of 100 according to how much they have enjoyed watching those movies. Clearly different people like different things, but if we get enough votes come in, then I'm sure we will start to appreciate the ones that make it to the top and the ones that sink to the bottom. So, the three films I am asking people to give a score for tonight are Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, and Alien. Now, just to be clear, if you are listening, it's the original Back to the Future. Not think about the whole trilogy, just the original Back to the Future film. Similarly, the original Ghostbusters film, not its sequel and not the recent kind of attempt to continue the franchise with the all-female version, or the one with Paul Rudd that was recently released a couple of years back. So the original Ghostbusters, and then the original Alien film that came out in 1979 with John Hurt and the chest bursting and all that business. So Back to the Future, Ghostbusters and Alien. And I can tell you, some people have got involved in the voting already, which is exciting. I think to make it onto the definitive list, the films need to get a minimum of 10 votes. So they have done already. And with the votes that have come in, I've simply got an average score out of 100 for any votes that have made it my way at the moment. Which means, disappointingly for me, currently Back to the Future has an average score of 67.7. Ghostbusters has an average score of 72.2, and Alien has an average score of 70.7. If you think they should score higher or lower than what they currently have an average of, you need to send in your scores. Oh yes, Rank All Movies here in association with the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. It's going to be exciting. There will be a link on my Phoenix FM blog to see the current table of movies. Obviously, it needs more and more weeks to get more and more movies up there and more votes that come in. So you simply have to comment on the Facebook post with your scores out of 100 for each film. It's available on Facebook. Ben Simmons is my personal page with the post on. It's also been shared to Ben Simmons Radio, my radio specific page, where you can comment as well. So do watch this space. Do keep looking at my Phoenix FM blog page, where I post the previous editions of the show. There will be a link beneath that each week to check out the Rank All Movies current score table. Exciting, but disappointingly, because I like Back to the Future. Back to the Future on 67.7, Ghostbusters 72.2, Alien 70.7. If more votes come in, it could change, though. More scores come in, you're simply ranking them out of 100 based on how much you've enjoyed them. Have a look on Facebook, have a go at it now, just do a comment. Pretty simple, and your opinions will count. Fabulous. Thank you to everyone that's got involved so far. Let's have another track. We're moving on to the fact that the 10th of January is also Peculiar People Day. I don't quite know how we embrace that, but we will do anyway. Here is M People with One Night in Heaven.
Far away, just how much I miss you and how time it ticks away. So sad when we are fighting, too much tension, too much hate. Sometimes I need reminding before it gets too late. Just one.
Phoenix FM.
M-People, One Night in Heaven. Why am I playing stuff by M-People? Because the 10th of January is Peculiar People Day. I'm not suggesting anybody in M-People is peculiar. I'm just finding tracks that link to the use of the word people, basically. I'm going to tell you something interesting about Peculiar People after this next track. But before that, let me tell you, I switched on my TV today, had Countdown on, which is always just nice to have on in the background, and you can sometimes get involved in the various challenges there. And in Dictionary Corner, beside Susie Dent, was one Heather Small of M-People fame. There is something truly shocking. Or just a coincidence that I happened to find an M-People track that was appropriate to play this evening. There we go! It's the show that goes like this here on 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. More tracks related to people. I don't care if they're peculiar or not. Well, I guess some of their get-ups are pretty peculiar. This was also in my recently completed pantomime in Whitley Bay. Here are the Village People. Get your arms ready.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Very grateful of having your company this evening. Time to go over again to the weird world of news. This is quite a good one that's tickled me. The headline reads, "Neighbour ordered my grandma to rename her cat. They say it's offensive." Wow. How bad can a cat's name be that a neighbour would order an 85-year-old woman to change her cat's name because they think it's, in quotes, misogynistic and offensive towards women? What on earth has this woman called her cat? Well, you've got to imagine with a cat's name that you've got to be calling it out of your back door to call them in for food or something like that. And one 85-year-old woman didn't let that stop her from giving her cat an unorthodox name, calling him after her late husband, who would flirt with any woman he came into contact with. So, bearing that in mind, and obviously smarting from that fact, the 85-year-old lady named her cat Kitty Sluts. Kitty Sluts. Oh, dear. Yes. And the granddaughter of the 85-year-old lady who named the cat Kitty Slut said, "He reminds her of my late grandfather. In her words, he's slim with shiny black hair and loves to play happy family with any," can't read out that word, "that gives him attention, especially that harlot down the road." Oh dear, there's some unresolved issues in the relationship there, aren't there? Kitty Sluts. Probably not a great name for a cat. The sad thing is the cat probably has no idea it has a vaguely offensive name. Still amusing nonetheless. My wife and I once adopted a cat that was given to us by a friend whose mother had become old and infirm and could no longer look after it herself. But the cat was quite old when we got her. I think she was around 13 or 14 when we got her. So we didn't really want to change her name. She'd had a life of being called her original name. And you did feel you had to apologise to anybody who asked, "Oh, what's your cat called?" Particularly when we took her to the vet. Not kidding. The cat's name was Puss. The cat's name was Puss. Yes. What's the name? Puss. And people would look at you like, "Really? Is that imaginative?" You're like, "We didn't do it. We didn't name her. We inherited her. We've adopted her. We love her dearly. But her name is Puss. I'm sorry." Here are the Kaiser Chiefs. Love your cats. Love your family. Love your friends. Know how to love one another.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Don't forget, you can send your scores to vote on films for my new feature, Rank All Movies. It's on Facebook. So fabulous. All you need is to send in three scores to the films today. Back to the Future, Ghostbusters and Alien. You're scoring them out of 100, 0 to 100, just based on how much you enjoyed watching those movies. Nothing to do with franchises, to do with repeat viewings, to do with seeing more things further down the line, to do with it being an old film and times have moved on. Just simply how much you enjoy it. 0 to 100. Give it a score. There's a Facebook post on Ben Simmons Radio asking you to comment below with your scores. Do just that. We'll add up all the scores, we'll get an average, and we'll work out what people think are the greatest movies of all time over the coming weeks and months here on the show that goes like this. I'm pleased about it. I'm excited because I've always loved movies. I don't want to sway anyone's decisions, but Back to the Future is one of my favourite films of all time. I think it's fantastic. Some of the tracks in it, the actual concept of it, phenomenal. I've always enjoyed time travel. I've always enjoyed sci-fi. I've always enjoyed kind of non-offensive films, if you like, as well. It's kind of just a family-friendly film with an amazing storyline. Ghostbusters as well came out very similar time to Back to the Future, the original Ghostbusters, mid-80s, and what an amazing film as well. I remember being utterly terrified by the library ghost at the beginning of the film. That's all I'm going to say if you haven't seen it. I think I first saw that at about the age of 9 or 10 or something like that and found it very, very scary. And then the original Alien, well, with times having moved on and so many more films in the franchise, you forget the kind of shock factor of that original film, the alien stalking all the members of the ship and then bursting out of John Hurt's stomach, basically. How horrendous that was for people to see back in the late 1970s when that came out. We've since had Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, haven't we? And then Alien Covenant, Prometheus, I can't even remember now, there's so many in the franchise, but there we go, the original Alien film. So just give them a score out of 100, write it down in a comment underneath my post, and it will be counted towards the total average. Very, very exciting. Okay, time for more people-related tracks, because it's Peculiar People Day. I'll tell you the funny thing about Peculiar People after this one from R.E.M.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
What a great track that is. Classic effort. REM's Shiny Happy People. Now, I said I had something interesting to share with you. Obviously, today is Peculiar People Day. And I don't think it's anything to do with this. I think it's just a weird thing embracing peculiarities of people. But did you know, not too far from home, the Peculiar People were a Christian movement that was originally an offshoot of the Wesleyan denomination, founded in 1838 in Rochford, Essex, by James Banyard. Crazy! They derived their name from a term of praise found in both the Old and New Testament of the King James Bible in Deuteronomy and Peter. In the King James Version of the Bible, first published in 1611, Deuteronomy 14:2 includes the verse, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth." So, yeah. And the peculiar people is also a phrase used to describe the Quakers. So there we go. It has very religious connotations, being peculiar people. Well, whether they're rare or not, let's have another track. Here's Pulp. They don't think they're rare. They think people are quite common.
She came from Greece. She has a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see? Wanna sleep with common people? You wanna sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to flagship over the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. And still you'll never get it right. It's when you're stop it, oh yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Another great track, I'm sure you'll agree. That was Pulp's Common People. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Still quite a few tracks to squeeze in. Another update on what's going on with Rank All Movies this evening. More votes have come in. Thank you very much to those who've sent me votes. You're scoring Back to the Future, Ghostbusters and Alien out of 100. Each one out of 100. Commenting below the post on my Facebook page. Simply with your scores, then we'll add them all up, get an average and find out which is winning. And the more votes or scores that come in, the more of a cross-section of people we are getting their opinions. So fabulous. I may have time to squeeze in one more trip to the weird world of news before we finish tonight, but don't forget, we have dealt with the fact it's Houseplant Appreciation Day today on the 10th of January. It's also Peculiar People Day. Whether that links to a religious group founded in Rochford in the 1800s, I'm not entirely sure. But it is also National Pizza Week right now. And I know what you're thinking, it's going to be incredibly difficult to find a track that links to pizza in some way or another. Well, I think I've done it. Here's Dean Martin.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay,
like a guitar-a-della.
Lucky fella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta puzzle, that's amore. Down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Phoenix FM.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. I think I did well there, Dean Martin. That's amore, linked to National Pizza Week. Fabulous. I've got one more that links to it as well. Just before that, another visit. It's not really Weird World of News, it's Weird World of Life Hacks, I suppose, and I think I've shared something similar before, but just in case you wanted to save money on your kettle descaling needs, here's how you can do it for just 30 pence. Just put a lemon in the kettle, not whole, cut it up, put it in the kettle, put the water on top, then boil the kettle. It will drastically reduce the amount of limescale in your kettle. Now, I say life hack because it's a way of descaling a kettle for just 30p, and if you descale your kettle regularly and buy descaler, it will cost you more. But if you don't do it regularly, are you that bothered? I can't remember the last time I descaled my kettle. Maybe I need to put a lemon in it. Anyway, there we go. Don't say I don't give you something kind of useful that could potentially save money as well. If you're a descaling fiend, it'll save you fortunes. Fabulous. Just get a bag of lemons and go crazy. Right, we need another track that links to the world of pizzas. It's not easy, but I've done it once again. I'm proud of myself. It's Ace of Base. Whether it was a thin crust base or a deep pan, who knows? I definitely don't think it had cheese in the crust. It's just Ace of Base with The Sign.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, there's still three more tracks to squeeze into tonight's episode of the show that goes like this before I leave you tonight, as well as summing up the entire thing as well and seeing if I can find something that will link to National Mail Order Gardening Month, the most ridiculous holiday I can remember celebrating on this programme for many a long time. Why does that happen? National Mail Order Gardening Month. Why is there a whole month dedicated to it? Who knows? Anyway, don't forget, after me, keep it here on Phoenix FM. I'm with you till 8 o'clock. Then from 8 until 10, Rob Harvey is back with another brilliant Synth City for you. And then from 10 until midnight, uninterrupted recent chart hits, the playlist will be on. That's how the rest of your Tuesday's looking tonight. And then from tomorrow morning, Mike Porter back with Breakfast. So don't go anywhere, 98.0. phoenixfm.com as well. Also available on smart speaker, webcam feed via Mixcloud if it's switched on. It is right now. Who knows if it will be in all the other programs? That's up to the individual presenters. But still, thanks for being here this evening. 15 minutes left of the show that goes like this. Here's a song. Oh, I forgot. I'm not going straight to National Mail Order Gardening Month because, no, we haven't had any tracks that link to National Bath Safety Month. It's not about staying safe in the former Roman town in the southwest of England. It's all about how to stay safe in the bath, I guess. And the key thing is not to submerge yourself under the water for too long, I suppose. I think I'm being flippant and it's more about bath safety for children, maybe. But anyway, I think that's ridiculous. And bearing in mind bath safety, here's Wet, Wet, Wet.
I feel it in my toe. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Come on and let it show.
My love, you can't be.
Phoenix FM.
So that was Wet Wet Wet, Love Is All Around, a song that was famously deleted from sales, so it couldn't become the longest running number one single of all time in the UK. I think it's level with Bryan Adams, is it? But yes, anyway, we're towards the end of the show that goes like this now. Still a couple of tracks to squeeze in, and very excitingly, they will be linked to National Mail Order Gardening Month, albeit tenuously. What a ridiculous holiday that occurs. Also, you've probably been aware of all the shenanigans going on in the media recently that Prince Harry's book is out. Spare has now been released. And depending on which media outlets you believe, I heard something earlier that it had become the fastest selling non-fiction book of all time and had sold over 400,000 copies. And yet there are people showing a branch of Waterstones where there were 40 journalists and photographers gathered to look at the queue, and only one person turned up to buy it at midnight last night. So not quite sure what to believe. Make of it what you will. I've seen some of the interview. I haven't seen it all. I haven't watched the Netflix documentary. I think everybody should make up their own minds. That's my take on it. Right. National Mail Order Gardening Month. I'm not going to link to mail order and gardening. I'm just going to link to mail order. Here are the Carpenters.
Stop. Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, Mr. Postman.
Please, Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh, yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Carpenters and Please, Mr. Postman. Just a quick chance to ask Rihanna what she's thought of tonight's show.
That was quite a show. Very entertaining.
Good, thanks very much, Rihanna. That's all I needed to know. Fabulous. Well, almost time for me to leave you and to hand over to the fabulous Rob Harvey with Synth City coming up after the news at 8, so don't go anywhere. It's been a great show live back in the studio. No more remote broadcasting from me. And we've learnt a lot today. We've learnt it's Rod Stewart's birthday. We've learnt that it's Houseplant Appreciation Day, Peculiar People Day, National Bath Safety Month in January, National Mail Order Gardening Month in January as well. Oh, and National Pizza Week, if you ever needed an excuse to have a pizza. There you go. We've also learnt that Humpty Dumpty is not an egg. There we go, in case you have only ever seen it depicted and assumed it was an egg. Nothing in the nursery rhyme ever says it was an egg. It was all something to do with the sequel to Alice in Wonderland, where the illustrator drew him as an egg. Bizarre, anyway. Or it could be related to a real-life battle fought by Richard III, but that's for other people to decide. We've also learnt that Kitty Slutz is probably not an appropriate name for a cat. You don't want to be calling that out late at night. Although one 85-year-old woman has done, in revenge at her promiscuous ex-husband. There we go. And if you do need a reason to descale your kettle cheaper than normal, just cut up a lemon and put it in it. See? Fabulous. Also, get involved with Rankall Movies, my latest phenomenon that's occurring. Ben Simmons Radio is the Facebook page. It's on my personal Ben Simmons page as well. Score 3 movies out of 100. The average will be worked out. Your opinion will count. Well, it's been a pleasure to be back. I'm going to play you out with more mail order related music. It's Post Malone and Circles.
Take the blame, run away, but we're running in circles.